What is going on, guys? And welcome
Whoa.
What?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, I was trying to do something cool.
What the fuck are you doing?
I mean, come on. You got to tell me if you're going to cuss.
You missed the button.
Yeah, that was not.
You have one job.
It was planned to have that in there.
All you had to do is hit the button.
Well, I was kind of distracted because when you said, are you serious? Look, Siri thought you're talking to her. All right.
Serious.
I got to turn that off. All right. We'll start the real one now.
Oh, so we record the whole thing? I like it, actually, but that's cool. Hey, I'm happy. I'm your host of One Down, Five Up.
And I am your producer, Kyle. We're going to have an amazing time doing this podcast. Joe?
Hi, my name is Joe.
You're
not going to say what the hell you want?
Yeah, I'm the co-host.
So we're going to have an awesome time.
This is our assistant, Boogie, not Joe.
Yeah, or, you know, my mom calls me Boogie Bear.
That was
Boogie
the best.
Bear?
Boogie Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, somebody's calling.
My wife's calling.
I feel like,
we're seriously going to take calls in the middle of this podcast.
Hello, you're on the middle of the podcast. Hello.
I'm going to turn him down.
Why are you doing that?
All right, I got to go. I love you.
Are you?
Okay, I'll turn him back up now.
Are we serious right now?
I feel like
no wonder Carson's always getting on you about this.
I'm in the middle of a podcast.
Literally, Carson's always getting on you about this. I can't wait for Carson to hear this one.
Joe, what the?
Well, you know, it is what it is.
This is retarded.
Okay, so basically, I'm pretty sure this is what you're going to see a lot of, and you're going to hear a lot
of. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of stupidity, but we're going to have amazing talks about, you know, different topics, whether they're motorcycle-related, whatever, mostly motorcycle-related, obviously, 1-down-5-0.
What's the other whatever that you plan on talking about?
Three-wheelers.
Really? We're really going to go into that right now?
Yeah.
You just hush your mouth over there.
Okay.
Turn your mic down.
But today, we just want to talk about what we're going to be talking about on this podcast, as well as like how we got into riding and stuff. So I feel like we need to start off with Joe because he looks half asleep. So Joe, how did you get into riding? Why are you here?
All right. So long, many moons ago, started about 6 years ago. I was in the car business, got into the motorcycle business. Didn't even know how to turn on a motorcycle. I knew they had two wheels and that was about it. Pretty much from that point forward, you know, it slowly started, you know, pulling them out every day. Then it was like, well, you know, I pull them out, I can get in first gear. Let's see if we can get in second gear, you know. And then it kind of just, you know, then it went into me getting a bike. First bike was an Indian Scout.
I would actually like to say.
What?
I think I'm a big reason why you started riding.
No. God.
I like to say I'm a big reason.
You used to give me so much crap every time you came into the store.
I bought four motorcycles from you, and you didn't. Yep. You never had one.
You said, how can a GM of a motorcycle store?
Yeah, selling motorcycles. Ride. General manager.
I think I shamed you into getting your first motorcycle.
You probably did.
But you loved it.
I did. And it's pretty much never looked back from that point.
Yeah.
I mean, and pretty much the reason why you want to get your next motorcycle.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
Which would be what? This is giving me a props. Give me some shout.
Indian Springfield, definitely. You know, riding yours, you know, to and from, you know, where I need to get to is definitely fun.
It is. I mean, with the baseball gear on the back.
With baseball gear on the back. You know, that's how we roll.
Y'all two with y'all's Indians.
Well, yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with it.
What are you riding over there?
If I had the money, I would definitely look at possibly an Indian.
You think an Indian's expensive?
It's not that expensive. But, well, I have three motorcycles right now, two street legal. But I have an FZ07.
Okay.
So that's like my get around everywhere bike. It's so much fun. And then my Grom, which is, you know, my little 125.
I used to make fun of guys with Groms.
Yeah, but now we need to say what the heck you own.
Well, if anyone knows me in the community around here, they know that I'm a diehard Indian guy.
Yeah, but your secret is?
My secret passion these days has been mini motos.
And how did that start?
It started with a monkey.
Yeah.
About a year ago.
But it's fun.
I love it. I take my kid to the bus stop on the monkey every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
I call him Monkey Man, and to the monkey mobile, and we go down the road on the monkey.
Yeah.
And other kids like look at him and they're like, that's like the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, and not only that, but it's like it's a small bike. It's easier to carry around. Like you drop it, you go, oh man. Like, I mean, of course, with yours, you care a little more, but mine's like a little bit of a stunt bike. So if I drop mine, I go, dang, and then I pick it back up and it's fine. So that's kind of my don't care bike. I like literally go off road in crazy trails with it.
I actually want to get into, well, this is a future episode, so we're getting into this a little bit too much, but right now, but the fact is
Nobbies.
I want to get Nobbies. I want to do flat track racing on mini motos. Yeah, but we'll get, we'll save that for another episode.
And now the funny part about talking about all this, imagine Joe on a Grom or a monkey.
We're doing it.
Oh, yeah. You ever heard about this?
No, is he getting one?
Yeah.
We're
doing Benelli's, the TNT 135s.
Oh,
since we're selling these, we're selling Benelli's down here, okay?
Yeah, I just found out about this. And I've seen Benelli's. I haven't really rode one longer than 10 feet. So I'll be excited.
Where'd you ride one at?
Smoky Mountain Crawl. It's actually, the crawl is technically an event that got moved, and now it's in Alabama. Well, they got kicked out. Long story short,
Smoky Mountain Crawl in Alabama. The Smoky Mountains reached Alabama.
It was the Smoky Mountain Crawl, but it got moved because basically
now idiots. It's like the Smoky Mountain Cousin Crawl or something.
Oh my God! Where were you on the button on that one, there, Kyle?
Well, I mean, that's not.
That's not a cuss word, but I mean, I'm hoping that someday we're having an Alabama listener.
Right there, so that way you can easily reach.
I'm hoping that we're having an Alabama listener, and now we just offended that one person.
Yeah,
and probably his wife.
That person is either
listener.
A fan or they stop listening.
We'll
redeem ourselves by saying Roll Tide. I think that we're any Alabama. We just say Roll Tide, and they're like, "Oh yeah, okay."
He just jumped the bandwagon. That's all that happened.
I don't think he had a bandwagon for college, honestly. But we're getting off topic here. Okay, but what we will. I'll finish my story.
Okay,
with riding, since we're gonna go on flying.
Yeah, you didn't even say you're Indian.
So currently, no, I haven't. Okay. I'm on an Jack Daniel's Indian Dark Horse. Ooh. That is probably my favorite bike. It's not my most comfortable in a sense. My seat.
It's definitely your prettiest.
It's definitely my prettiest. I mean, Baby Seal was my love. That started the love for my Springfields, and then I will say, but. It's definitely my prettiest, and it's definitely my fastest.
Yeah.
I mean, and...
What number is your Indian? Yours, Jack Daniels?
It's number 73. I have 177.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, for those that didn't know about, Jack Daniels and Indian do this collaboration every single year, and they pick one model, and they do a limited number of release on that, and it just so happened that I got turned up. That's weird.
I'm turning you up because every time you talk, you go like this.
Because I like to move. Yeah. How are you going to have an Italian here? I am going
to. No, you just talk at an angle, and then you talk at an angle like this. See how I do that?
Because I tell both of you, you can look this way. Yeah. You can look this way.
This is definitely our first episode, and learning mic etiquette is going to take a minute. So we apologize for any inconvenient listeners that hear stuff like this.
My etiquette is perfect. I don't know about y'all. Yeah,
you ain't moving.
I'm not moving. I'm locked in, sir.
You are zoned
in. I am in it to win it.
All right. Well, then my mic etiquette as all.
Well,
etiquette.
You have the hardest job right now.
I have no etiquette either.
Please don't tell me he has the hardest job. Please don't do that.
I definitely have the hardest job.
I do have the hardest job because you've already failed like multiple times with that keyboard that you were so insistent on getting. So how'd you start riding? Like what made you actually start going into the motorcycle riding?
Well, long story short, I started off on a Honda Ruckus. So I basically used to be into Lord cars.
Like the cool moped version?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
So I basically saw that I got into cars and everything, got into all that, but people that were into cars had these lowered Ruckus things that looked awesome, which is it's a moped, but.
Why were car people having Ruckuses?
Because they're like lowered and they're stretched and they have these big fat wheels and everything. Anyways, it looks really cool and I had a lot of fun with it and it was awesome. But long story short, I went from there and was like, I wonder what like a bigger bike or like a more real bike, I guess, would feel like. And then I ended up getting a Grom because I rode somebody else's and I was like, I love this. So I got a Grom, learned how to shift and everything, like literally picked it up really fast, which was great.
That's the other good reason about the Mini Motos.
It's a great starter bike.
It is.
Yeah. If I would have had my FZ first, that thing would probably be totaled or I would be hurt or whatever. So I'm happy I got that. Cause like, I think I crashed my Grom like after like 2 months or something like that. I hope my insurance company's not listening, but I mean, it was off road. So
I hope I still have an insurance company.
Yeah,
that's debatable.
But yeah, long story short, I went through that and then now I got an FZ cause I wanted a bigger bike. And then, slowly started to get into stunting. Stunted my Grom, told myself I'd never stunt my FZ, got good enough on my Grom, and now I stunt my FZ because I'm an idiot.
We're really combining two shows in this one show.
Well, no. we'll just talk about the next
one. We're just going to talk more about this stuff.
Correct.
Get more in depth.
Yeah.
All right. So my heterosexual life partner is the reason I started riding motorcycles.
I don't like how you looked at me.
Not you. You're not him. Neither is Boogie. Boogie's just my, he's my bromance.
Cool.
He's my work husband.
I'll take that.
Okay. Now, my best friend, we both got separated at the same time from our wives, or ex-wives now. And he got a motorcycle, and I was pissed off on him, actually.
Because you wanted one?
No, because he was accident prone, where he would, like, fall down walking. And I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, he was, like, clumsy.
Oh, yeah. He'd just literally fall down walking and, like tear shoulder or something like that.
Oh.
So I was like, what are you doing with a motorcycle, man? He goes, it's awesome. I was like, but you're accent prone. He goes, I know, but it's such a release, and it makes me feel better. It's like motorcycle therapy. I was like, he goes, you should get one. I was like, I can't. And he goes, why not? I was like, because my God. It was like a light bulb went off in my head. And I was like, I don't have a wife anymore.
Oh.
I can.
Rough subject.
No, I congratulate people when they tell me they're getting divorced.
Oh, okay.
High five. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Why are they kids screaming? Yay.
Because my kids are. Of course. I didn't think about because they got that. Two Christmases now, dude. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Trust me, your kids would definitely be screaming.
I didn't really think about that. Okay? I just wanted to take advantage and use the button. Like, I have all these buttons.
And you haven't used them at all. You've missed every cue. Yeah. But let me go back to my story. You keep cutting me off.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, anyways, I went through my freedom crisis. I was too young for a midlife crisis. So... I got my sleeves, and I got my first motorcycle, which was a 2015 Victory Gunner.
Okay.
Which had a 106 cubic inch engine, and everyone was like, you've never ridden before. I was like, I know, but I'm comfortable, and it's cool looking.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's not a Harley. I was like, I know. It's about $6,000 cheaper than a Harley, and we'll run circles around a Harley.
Yeah.
So
we won't get into that.
Yeah, the Victors are such good bikes, man. It was, yeah.
That Freedom 106 engine was bulletproof.
Yeah, man. Such good bikes.
Thanks for your excellent commentary there. Yep. Yes, you did great with that one. Yep. That's how you guys started out, though.
Yep, that's how I'm here.
That's your first. Indian wasn't a thing when Carson started these freaking the dealership. It was all Victory.
It was Victory, and then Indian got onto the scene very short after.
Because I mean, you guys started in 2015.
Mm-hmm. So it was like a combined dealership, but Victory had a very very big presence, especially in Fayetteville.
Because I mean. That was at the height of Victory's stuff. I mean, the Indian brand just got bought up in 2014. You guys started in 2015. So, I mean, it was still like the infant stages.
We were definitely a Victory dealer first and an Indian dealer second. Then it, slowly changed into Indian dealer first and then Victory.
What happens when they shut down the doors in 2017, which really pissed me off.
I mean, is what it is. I mean, it definitely sucked, but.
I'm
glad we have Indian now.
Well, yeah, I'm so am I because it changed my life.
It just sucks a little bit that we did lose Victory just because, Victory was above its time in a lot of different aspects. But at the same time, at the very end of it, it was just hard to get people away from like that modern or not modern, but the classic, like everybody's got a Harley. And then now
they
you're like,
oh, the main brand. They didn't have the international recognition, I think, which hurt them. And if.
And their bikes as expensive as the other ones, but they,
not really.
I mean, it just depended. But I mean, in my opinion,
the great thing about it, you get a bagger for $19,000.
This is before I rode too.
Okay,
but
you get a full blown bagger for $19,000-$20,000.
Dang.
I mean, it does.
And today it's a lot more than that to get a really nice bagger.
You're right, but that's the problem. They didn't change their fairings at all. Okay, they didn't didn't upgrade the app. With navigation and get with the times when Harley came in with that. Okay. And then Indian came in with that. So Victory was like still everyone wanted navigation.
Yeah.
And the big thing is I always say is that nobody knew about Victory unless you actually
kind of researched or knew.
You read, unless you knew someone that had a Victory. It was all word of mouth. They didn't market it at all.
Yeah. Which Tesla doesn't market, but at the same time, everybody bought one and everybody talks about it. So maybe their strategy was ahead of its time, in the end. But
I mean, honestly, I think it's like Tesla is its own brand. It's like it's the first electric car. You don't hear about any other electric cars.
True.
Okay. True. When you think about American Iron, you have to have a name brand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Victory wanted. And that's what they realized when Polaris bought Indian's name brand. They realized that they needed that international recognition
to
actually compete against Harley.
Yeah.
And Indian was it, and you could tell by the market share of the bikes going out the door.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell by our floor right now as I look at three Indians for sale and a whole lot of Harleys.
Yeah, we got tons of used Harleys.
Yeah, it's people that know me and Happy, like, we constantly make these dumb videos and all kinds of stuff. So
true fact. Yeah. The Happy Kyle Productions.
Yeah, exactly. So we come out with all kinds of videos. We're at Battleship Cycles and Marine, which is where Joe is a GM.
Yep.
General manager. Mm-hmm. Joe, the general manager.
Will you please refer to him not by his government name?
Oh, hold on. Joe, the general manager.
Once again, that is his fucking government name. You missed a cue again.
Oh, come on.
You got to
start reaching over here.
You got to anticipate this. So you want me to do, you missed the...
Well, you don't have to... Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
But, all right. Well, sorry. I've blown our PG-13 rating for this one episode. Okay, I'm apparently only allowed one F-bomb. But
I don't want any F-bombs.
Really?
I think the beeper's pretty funny. So
can you go in and edit this after the fact?
I don't want to.
Can you just throw another beep over one of those F-bombs?
It's too late.
Please.
Oh, no.
Carson, I will get better. Some of this for dramatic effect.
Maybe.
Oh, man. Anyways.
Okay.
But that's basically what to expect is just plain stupidity.
Shenanigans.
Clowns.
Straight clowns.
And stories about, different things. So, and at some point, whether it's next episode, we're going to have a guest. We're going to have Gabe on next episode.
Gabe, yes. He's, I think, the youngest general manager in the Baker Enterprise.
I think so. I don't know anybody else.
Is he even old enough to drink yet?
I think so.
I don't think so. I don't think he is.
Ooh.
We'll ask him. How about that?
We'll ask him.
We'll ask him next episode. How about that? Whenever he gets here.
But, I mean, he's doing great things down there at Pirate Ship, our sister store.
Exactly.
Really proud of him. Doing really, really good things.
But, yeah.
Don't give him too much credit.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to because he's also ticking me off.
Oh.
Yeah. It's probably because he's selling more parts than you.
I'm going to have to kick your... Yeah, that's right. I hit the damn button that time.
Thank you for hitting the button.
You're welcome. Apparently, I don't have to beat myself. This is some BS. I shouldn't have to beat myself.
I can't do everything.
All right. I'm pretty sure our listener out there who is now listening to us,
is ready for this shenanigans,
this babbling to end. So thank you very much. I'm happy. This is one down, five up.
Exactly. And we are so happy you guys listened, and we will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you guys very much for watching. We'll see you guys next time. Say something, Joe.
Bye.
Okay. Later, guys.